In our gospel that's given for our reflection here on this fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time, I really think that there's so many beautiful places for us to pray with, if you will, maybe to linger with, to not rush out of, but rather to really to linger with the Word of God as you would spend time with a friend. And I really think it's such a rich gospel with a number of different maybe directions or places that you could linger with in your prayer. Certainly there's the theme of physical suffering and illness. Oftentimes that's a cross for many of us and how to find the Lord in the midst of that suffering. We also encounter the theme of the evil one, the battle between light and darkness, as we hear our Lord driving out demons throughout all of Galilee. You could also talk about intercessory prayer. It's not the disciples that heal Simon Peter's mother-in-law, but rather they ask our Lord to heal her, ask Jesus to be present in the midst of that situation. And so more than anything else, I think my hope for all of us would be maybe in the quiet of your own homes later on today to open up the Word of God, to open up your Bible, and really just maybe take some more time to linger with sacred scripture. Maybe find a place where your own heart is drawn of the many different places where I think you could spend time with. But at least for me, in the course of this last week, as I was praying over this beautiful gospel, I really found myself lingering or kind of drawn to one line in particular. And it was this line towards the end of the gospel where we hear that rising very early before dawn, Jesus left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Rising very early before dawn, Jesus left and went off to a deserted, and some translations read a lonely place, and he prayed. And for me, I felt there was maybe two senses of how to understand this passage, that he went off to a deserted place and he prayed. First, it was this real, very simple and very clear invitation from our Lord that amidst the busyness, kind of the chaos and the ruckus of life, really to spend time in that quiet, in that silence with prayer. And our Lord gives us this wonderful example. Yesterday, my full-time work is at our seminary, and next weekend, we have the great joy of being able to host the National Basketball Seminary Tournament. So we actually have about 14 seminaries from all across the United States who are coming in for a weekend of priestly fraternity and basketball. We actually have over 300 priests and seminarians here on campus, and really it makes it one of the largest national gatherings of seminarians that'll happen at this point around the year. And so we have teams coming in from St. John's Seminary in Boston. We have a team coming in from Florida, St. Mary's in Houston, a number of seminaries driving in from around the Midwest. And so it's always such a rich and blessed moment. I'll have to admit, we won the tournament last year. And so even though I don't think you're supposed to necessarily pray for victories in the tournaments, it would be wonderful to repeat again this year, but I'm really kind of entrusting that to the Lord's will. But with all that joy and the many blessings that it is, certainly there's a lot of time and effort that goes into getting the preparations ready. And so yesterday, along with about 40 of our seminarians and Father Luke, our rector, and some of the priests, we were getting all the rooms ready over at the pastoral center. And so we cleaned about 200 rooms. And it was just this really full day kind of cleaning and manual labor and just a lot of work and preparations. We do that all ourselves. At a certain point, I was getting a little woozy from all the pine sol that was happening, and we had to kind of really open out the windows and kind of let everything air out. But it was this reminder to me, I maybe felt a little bit like the disciples probably would have as they were with Jesus there in Galilee, that there's always never enough time in the day. There's always so much work to be done, and especially if it's something that we're looking forward to and there's a lot of preparations that go into that, life all of a sudden can get very busy for all of us, much like it did for our disciples and our gospel, right? There was all these healings that had to be done. They had to drive out demons. They had to preach the word, but our Lord offers us this very clear example that in the midst of all that busyness, we have to pray because we cannot give what we do not have. And so our Lord offers us this wonderful example that in the midst of everything going on, that he gets up early to pray, that he makes that a priority, that he always had to be in constant communion with his heavenly Father. St. Teresa of Avila has this wonderful quote on prayer. She says, "Prayer is an intimate sharing between friends. that prayer is taking time to frequently be alone with him who loves us. Prayer is taking time to frequently be alone, just to simply speak as a friend to our God who loves us so much. It's hard to believe, but actually Lent is around the corner. And even for me, whenever I think about that, I kind of say to myself, wow, no more fun. Lent is almost here. But really what that season is this beautiful time for us to quiet down, to kind of withdraw into the desert. The church invites us to this time of, if you will, to go on retreat. And one of the great challenges that Lent offers us is this real, again, kind of invitation to draw close to him in prayer. Remember one of our spiritual directors in seminary, he would always say that unless you believe in the power of prayer, that you'll never make time for that. Even as a priest sometimes, if you don't believe in the power of prayer, you're never going to make time for that. Friends, as we perhaps begin to think about our preparations for this holy season of Lent, I just would really invite you to follow our Lord's example in the gospel, that there's never enough time in the day, there's always work to be done, there's always one more room to be cleaned, but in the midst of all that, we're invited to draw close, to really find our strength and our renewal from these quiet places to be intimate with our Lord. So that's the first, maybe, sense of our Lord rising very early before dawn, going off to a deserted place where he prayed. The second is I was very taken by the sense that our Lord went off to a deserted place. Again, another translation reads he went off to a lonely place. That is a place where maybe people don't often go. And that's what's so beautiful about our Lord, is that he's not afraid to go to these places that are maybe lonely, or he's not afraid to go to these places that are kind of deserted, places that are not often visited by many people. And for me, I always kind of think about a hospital, right? Anytime we're kind of sick, that's a place where we don't often want to go or is not often very visited. I have to tell you a story. Last summer, one of the priests that I live with at the seminary, he's a little bit older than I am, he was having some health difficulties and so found himself in the hospital. So I went down to Aurora South Shore to go give him the anointing of the sick. And now this priest is a very holy man, but also just kind of very organized. Everything's always in place, very kind of proper. And so I went into the hospital room, and I kind of went in to go see him, and I had a laugh to myself because his hair was still perfectly in place. He had his shoes neatly ordered by the side of the bed. He had packed a travel bag with a little mini alarm clock, and had his alarm clock, his watch, and his Bible there on like the nightstand. And I've been visiting hospital rooms for almost 7 years now as a priest, and I have never seen a hospital room that orderly. I think actually it's always the exact opposite, right? Because every time that maybe we're sick or kind of dealing with that sort of thing, oftentimes we're overwhelmed. We're really kind of struggling. We have really nothing left. And oftentimes, really kind of our rooms and our lives are just a little bit of a mess, as they should be. Friends, I mention that because for all of us at various different points in our life, we're going to have these experiences of maybe being in the metaphorical hospital room, where it feels a little bit like it's a deserted or lonely place. And we don't have everything together, and we shouldn't. How could we? But what's so beautiful about the gift of faith is that's precisely where Jesus wants to go, that he wants to go to these deserted and lonely places. And I'm really convinced that for all of us in our own vocations, whether that's a vocation to marriage or priesthood or religious life or whatever we're called to, that at times God always permits a certain experience of being in these places, a certain experience of this kind of suffering or being in a deserted and lonely place. And he permits that because he wants to allow the opportunity for us to more fully surrender, to really say, okay, Lord, I can't do this on my own, that I truly need you as my Lord and as my God. I want to close with a quote from St. Mother Teresa, because perhaps if some of us feel like we come to our Lord here this Sunday, maybe here in a little bit of that deserted or lonely place, the truth of the gospel is this, that Mother Teresa, she says, if you feel unimportant in the eyes of the world, that matters not at all. For God, there is no one any more important than the entire world than you. And friends, that's the truth. That's the great promise of the gospel, that for God, there's no one more important in the entire world than you, especially if you find yourselves in that deserted or lonely place. Brothers and sisters, my prayer is that perhaps in this beautiful season of Lent, as we maybe find ourselves in that desert for 40 days, that we might be able to trust once again that that's precisely where our Lord wants to go, that Jesus wants to meet us there. I pray that we might be able to draw close to him in prayer, to be able to really listen, to be able to listen to the heart, to his offer of love and mercy and forgiveness. Pray that here at this Mass, here in this coming week, we might be able to receive his great love, for indeed, for this purpose, he has come.